Thank you. Mr. Vice President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, many delegations recommended the ratification of a number of conventions and treaties. The Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, the CRPD, has been raised in the interventions inter alia by Thailand, Venezuela, Australia, Burkina Faso, and many others. With a view to ratifying the CRPD, Liechtenstein has taken steps to initiate the necessary legislative amendments. This included the introduction of legal rules governing institutional care and compulsory placement through an amendment to the Social Assistance Act in 2021. In autumn 2022, Liechtenstein initiated a consultation procedure for further amendments to relevant legislation. As pointed out by our minister, the ratification process is on a good track now, and we expect that Parliament will be able to debate the CRPD in fall, followed by the ratification, hopefully by the end of this year. Recommendations on a Convention on Enforced Disappearances, the CED, were raised by inter alia Venezuela, Argentina, Chile, and others. Liechtenstein signed the CED in 2007. There are no substantial problems regarding the ratification of this convention. However, in the last years, Liechtenstein has been focusing on the ratification of the Istanbul Convention and the CRPD. A very positive sign, however, is that in 2019, the offense of enforced disappearance was introduced in the Liechtenstein Criminal Code. Then there's been an advance question from Germany and several remarks and recommendations from delegations inter alia by Venezuela, Chile, Colombia, and others regarding the Convention on Migrant Workers. With regard to this convention, Liechtenstein has re-examined the recommendation to ratify it and concluded that its position did not change, and Liechtenstein does not plan to ratify the convention for the time being. Regarding the TPNW mentioned by Costa Rica and others, we can add that Liechtenstein remains fully committed to the treaty on the prohibition of nuclear weapons and the values it stands for. We can assure you that Liechtenstein will continue to strive for ratification in due time. And finally, on the institutional level, there's been an advance question from Portugal on behalf of the Group of Friends on national implementation, reporting, and follow-up mechanisms, and also several remarks from delegations inter alia, Chile, Burkina Faso, regarding Liechtenstein's national process for implementing international recommendations. In 2019, Liechtenstein established an internal human rights working group of the national administration. The aim of this working group is to improve the follow-up of recommendations made by international but also by regional organizations and human rights bodies, and to coordinate data collection and reporting to these bodies. The working group is currently focusing on a database project. This new tool will allow the authorities to better follow up on recommendations issued for Liechtenstein. I thank you.